listener production.
Hi there, it's Ibanez Taylor with your latest local news. Police Minister Mark Ryan is congratulating the Mackay Youth Co-Responder Team after they've delivered strong results to stop crime before it happens. The dynamic team of police and youth justice workers have completed over 5,000 connections since 2020. And local MP Julianne Gilbert says her top priority is to ensure the safety of the community.
We want our community to be safe. And we know the best way to keep everyone safe is to make sure that we have all of our young people on the right track as they move into adulthood.
Our strong sugar industry has plans to secure Queensland's renewable future. According to Australian Sugar Mining Council CEO Ash Saldrini, our state has close to 30 million tonnes of cane, where 80% is being exported overseas.
Look, there's an opportunity to use byproducts to create energy that's going to create affordable energy for Queenslanders and Australians and create local jobs. I think it's a win-win situation. We just need government and industry to work together to capture that win.
And a mammoth clean-up on the Bruce Highway this morning after a truck hit and killed a herd of cows. It happened between Eyre and Bowen, and thankfully the driver escaped uninjured. This week, the new leaders of Mackay and the Whitsundays were officially sworn in. The new deputy mayor for Whitsundays is Michelle Wright, and for Mackay, second-term councillor Belinda Hassan was named deputy. And a new exciting vessel is on its way to improve our marine rescue capabilities. It comes as the state government is replacing 10 vessels along the Queensland coast. To sport now, the Cutters are in Toowoomba this weekend to play the Western Clydesdales on Sunday. And in league, the Queensland Cup heads into round 5 this weekend. And the Cowboys kick off against the Eels looking for their first win at Parramatta's new home ground tomorrow night.